brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it.
Starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones, wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play and this is the VAR show!
Welcome, welcome everybody to another exciting edition of the VAR show with your host, who always does the most, winner of the Ballon d'Ors.
Oh, those.
Okay. Oh yeah, me. Okay. I don't even want to go there.
Okay, let's not go there.
Because if I do, it's gonna might tell people my age.
Oh flip!
No, because of all the Ballon d'Ors I've won.
Okay,
the one, the only. DJ Stones. And with me over here,
with him is the man who also has many Ballon d'Ors. But I am still young because I am not affected by age. For me, age is not a cage.
Ooh.
Yes. It doesn't matter when I'm on stage.
Oh. But don't forget, you're still the youngest player of the season.
I am. I am still the youngest player of the season. Every season, I'm the youngest player of the season. I am also the young player of the year. What else? What else? I don't know. That's it.
And he's a human being.
And I'm a human being. Wow. Flip.
Damn, I didn't see that one coming.
I forget sometimes.
Me too.
You know, it's hard to be immortal. DJ Sticks right here.
Yeah, and you are listening to the VAR show where football has never been hotter.
Never been better.
Because it's currently in summer this side, so our football's hot.
Flip.
But it's never been better.
Also, it hasn't been better.
Than what the show's about to bring.
Yes, and fire will drop.
Speaking about fire, listen to this hot tune.
Oof.
Feeling
Yeah, we are back. We are kicking it.
Back with the heat.
And you know where we always start off with?
Yeah.
The weekend
roundup.
Wow. He actually brought a whistle on. This guy actually brought a whistle on.
We're not playing. Might be players, but we're not playing.
Might be players. You know, I still have a toe injury. So I just want to share a story about myself to all our listeners there.
So it was a
couple of us, you know, because a lot of us DJs here at Active FM are friends outside of this, right?
Yes.
Besides me and Clark, we don't like each other.
Oh, you don't like Clark in the shade? No. You don't like him.
We have beef.
We have beef. Don't see eye to eye.
No, we do see eye to eye.
Oh, yeah, beef. When you meet, don't go well when you meet.
No. When we meet, we always have beef, you know.
Okay.
As in, he brings the beef from his house.
Oh, like meat. Like,
yeah.
Oh, when you meet, beef.
Yeah.
Meat.
So we close friends. Others are just friends. Me and him are close friends because of the beef. Because, you know, there's always beef there. And I love it, you know. I'm messing with you. So a couple of us go play football.
Yeah, we do.
So it's I don't know what he's the Bluesman.
The Bluesman, yes.
Cloa actually plays football.
He does.
I was so shocked.
That was really good.
It's yourself, DJ.
Yes. DJ, the player of the season.
Yeah. And then me. Today. So I am also there, obviously, because that's how I'm in the story. So what happened was I decided, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to play against my normal team.
You know? Betray us.
I'm gonna play against my normal team.
Yeah.
Oh no, it wasn't that day.
Okay.
So he was actually the Bluesman was playing for the other team because they asked him to goalkeeper.
Oh yes, he was.
The other team.
He was playing for the other team.
So he's goalkeeping.
Yeah.
So they give me a nice ball forward. Right?
Okay.
I get the ball. I start running. I'm like, yeah, I'm through. I beat a defender. Now it's left with him.
He's on the floor. The defender is on the floor.
And now he comes with a slide because he's the goalkeeper. So he comes out with his feet.
Yeah.
Keyword, his feet. Not one foot.
Oh,
so
both of them.
He comes out with both of them.
All right.
Catching me. So I hit the ball out. Now we're playing indoors, so there's no proper ref to say penalty or anything. So he hits me. And since that day, my toe has been like sore.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
That's been a month.
It's been a month ago.
It's been a month.
It's been a whole month.
And my
flip it has.
My toe. I was my foot. My foot got better. My toe. If I like put too much pressure on it, it gets painful.
The Bluesman doesn't play.
Yeah. So if you need a good goalkeeper.
that's the point.
That was the whole point of the story. If you need a good goalkeeper, I know. I can hook you up. I'm his agent, you know.
You are his agent.
I'm his agent.
Forever, pretty old.
But going back to professional football, you know, not us who will outshine them if we played against them.
No. That's why I don't play.
Barcelona against Valencia. And the reason why I want to start off with this game is not really about the score, even though they won.
Yeah.
Even though they won 3-1.
It was a good game.
It's about one man.
One man. The
one
awakening.
Man only. Ansu Fati.
Ansu Fati, he's the man.
He's the man I want to talk about.
For real?
Yeah, you know, how do you put this? You know, there are players out there that I enjoy watching.
Yeah.
Rashford.
Okay.
Greenwood when he decides to pass.
Yeah, we know that's he's good.
Phil Foden.
I'm
not a City supporter, I enjoy watching him play.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can wait for the derby.
You can't wait.
I can't wait for the bar because, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, Foden, yeah. And, also Cal United. We'll get to United now-ish. I just clicked.
Hey.
I feel like this might be another United show where I just rant about United. I really feel like we're just going to go that path.
Yeah, I know.
And Fati is actually one of them, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, because I don't know how to put it. He's not the next Messi. I don't consider him the next Messi.
No.
He's the first Ansu Fati.
Oh.
You know?
I'm trying to say he has his own vibe going.
He has his own vibe. If there's another player I could compare him to, now people are going to probably hate me for this, is Bukayo Saka.
Okay.
Where for someone their age, they have this calmness, this coolness.
Dominance, of them. Man.
And I'm telling you, you put Saka in a team that would utilize him properly. you'd probably get the same type of play as Ansu Fati. Now, obviously, Fati has a lot of that tiki-taka-ness built into him.
Yeah,
he knows how to initiate plays and, you know,
get the end of stuff.
But he in the future could be one of the players you look at that are competing with your Haalands and your
Mbappes
in the future, you know. Same with João Felix. I feel like we haven't seen the full potential of João yet in Atletico Madrid. He's still a fantastic player, don't get me wrong. And he's still probably doing better looking at the type of competition that there is in La Liga than there is in the Portuguese league than he was in Benfica. But with what we saw in Benfica, you know, we can see that he's not yet living up to his full potential.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We give them time. He's not yet in his 30s. You know, it's far from it.
30s.
And the thing is, now Fati is one of those players that you actually are interested in seeing how he plays. He's only 18.
For flip, yeah, he's...
He's only 18. And it's what you enjoy about watching these type of players play is the amount of development that's happening. You know?
Yeah.
Another player, and this is going to be a segue and a half.
Okay. Is it?
Another player who's like that, where you enjoy watching them week in and week out, is Erling Haaland.
Ooh, okay.
And talking about Erling Haaland,
all right.
Borussia Dortmund won their game this past weekend.
Okay.
As Erling Haaland came out of injury, because, you know, he was injured the past, I think, two weeks.
Yeah.
So they played against Mainz and winning 3-1 with Erling Haaland bagging 2 goals.
I saw his goals.
One penalty and another one. Fantastic.
Do you know that guy now? He's like...
It's 49 goals in 49 games.
He's a maniac.
He's a maniac.
I think he has 17 in all competitions for Dortmund.
This season.
Hmm?
This season.
No, like all time.
No, it's 49 out of 49 all time.
For real?
Yeah.
All competition.
There
wasn't a Bundesliga.
I wonder if it's just Bundesliga.
I think he has 70 for all comps.
70?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said 17.
No, 70.
Oh, yeah. No, most probably about like 70. I think this season so far, it's probably about 49 this season. It's 49 in the Bundesliga. He scored 49 goals in 49 games.
That's two seasons, eh? Two seasons.
Two seasons worth.
Basically. Flip is insane.
He's flipping insane.
He's going to be the youngest player to reach 100 goals.
I can see that happening.
Legit. Erling. Celebration, man.
Flipping Haaland.
I actually clicked that, man, this guy is the main guy now in that team. Like, he literally is the main guy.
Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
Not really. Yes, he is one of their big players, but they still have Marco Reus in the mid. Yeah, Bellingham is making a name for himself.
No, he is.
You know?
But like, where did the goals come from? Most of them before him.
Yes, no, he is their main striker. But we need to understand is that the striker doesn't always win the ball.
Oh no! The player comes from everywhere.
Yeah.
Every player is a key player.
No, you're just pushing it.
I'm just trying to be kind.
No, you're just pushing it. We all know that.
Okay, Marco Reus is the key player.
This season, he scored 9 Bundesliga goals in 6 games. So far. And he has 1 UEFA Champions League goal in 2 games.
Erling Haaland is, man, I'm excited.
No, I'm very excited. Like I say, he's one of those players where every time they play, you actually get more and more excited to see, you know, what is next for this player? Where can they go? And one thing I really like about Erling Haaland, and, you know, I see it obviously in clips. I've never met the guy. I really like to, but I haven't met the guy. But there's this sense of, like, you know, I don't know if humbleness is the term.
Yeah.
But it's appreciative. You know, it's so appreciative of the position he's in.
He's just grateful.
You see how he reacts to fans. You know, there's no swagger to it. You know, people have their swagger when they, you know, like Ronaldo's one of them. You know, there's this swagger he has when he's singing to fans. Even Messi, you know, where at times it doesn't feel genuine.
It feels
like an image. And where now I differentiate the two is that, and I love players who do this. And like I don't know if they won or they lost the match, but a pitch invader comes in, runs to Haaland, right?
Yeah, that's how you know.
runs to Haaland. Now, most players would like, because he hugs Haaland and asks to swap to get his t-shirt.
For real? During the match?
This is after the match. This is when they go and celebrate and stuff.
Okay.
So he takes off. Now, a lot of players do this part where they'll just like brush the player, the guy off, like as he tries, comes to hug you, like push the player off. And I understand they could get hurt in the process because you don't know if it's your fan or not.
Yeah.
Like, but most likely it's your fan. And what happens sometimes is that unless it's a kid, they don't normally give the t-shirt to the fan.
Yeah.
The fan will then have to get escorted by the guards. So he gives the guy the t-shirt, right? The football shirt, right?
Boom.
Haaland. And then celebrates with the guy all the way back to the stand.
Hey.
Like they're holding each other and then jumping up and down, and they.
And it's cool.
And I was like, that is so cool.
I should watch that.
I'm like, that is fantastic, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see it's not in his head.
No, it's not. I think he's happy to score, that guy. Mm. He's happy to score and just to win games, man.
No, it's about the football.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. I don't want the player to be the best politician. I don't want the player to be, and this is going to be a bit controversial, but I don't want the player to be the best activist.
Mm. Yeah.
I want him to be the best footballer. Yes, you use your platform to voice specific things.
Yeah.
I fully agree.
Like, no to this, no to that.
But that doesn't mean, like, the whole Qatar thing with the World Cup being in Qatar.
Yeah.
Norway boycotted it. Erling Haaland had a t-shirt saying the human rights, what, on it. Right?
Mm.
And that I respect. But I don't like it when players are now becoming political. You know? I dislike that. I'm not going to name players even now. I'm not going to even entertain it. I just don't like it.
Yeah. We want
great football.
Yes. That's all we care about.
And I'm not saying, don't like, what Rashford is doing is amazing.
Ah, he is.
Because he's brilliant on the pitch. And off the pitch, without being political, he's actually like, what I'm trying to say is, I like people who do action rather than those people who just, you know, on Twitter.
Yeah, just wasting our stuff there.
Do something, you know. While people were screaming Black Lives Matter, Rashford was feeding kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why those are the type of things I like. Those are the things I like to see in players, you know.
That's what we want.
Haaland has been subbed off before. And yes, you can see he's not too happy that he's being subbed.
Especially when they lose.
No one is happy to be subbed.
No one.
But you don't see him give attitude to the coach.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the day I saw Mbappe do that to Tuchel, I lost a lot of respect for him as a player. Because number one, he's young. This is a coach who's been doing the most. Who are you to ignore him?
Yeah. Mm.
You know? And those are things I don't like about players.
But Erling, I think we have something special there.
But Erling, we might have something special for the Haaland. Born Erling. In Leeds.
Oof.
You know, he could have been an English player.
If he wanted to.
If he never capped for Norway, he could actually be an English player.
Hey, but you know, that's hard to do. You know, when you're young, you feel like you'll never get there. So he's like England.
I feel like if Haaland chose to be the English player, he would have had starting 11. I think Harry Kane would be more scared.
Yeah. If he was English, then damn.
Because, you know, he's born in Leeds.
Yeah.
So he has citizenship. So he has the right to play for the English national team if he wanted to. Well, not now anymore because he's capped.
Yeah.
He's capped already. He's played in a... Maybe he actually can. He hasn't played in a competitive competition. Nations League. Damn Nations League.
Damn you, Nations League.
Because the rule states, if you haven't played done a competitive cap for your international team, you can switch to another international
team. Like Laporte did.
Mm. But Laporte played Nations League for Spain.
Yeah, he's in Spain.
I mean, for France.
No, he didn't.
Did he play Nations League? He was in the starting 11. Not starting 11. He was in the people who got the call up.
For real? But maybe he hasn't played.
Maybe it's all about being in the starting 11.
Yeah. If you haven't played, you haven't played.
Yeah, if you haven't played, you haven't played.
I wasn't
played.
A substitute. No, we don't care.
We don't care. You must play.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, Bayern Munich beat Leverkusen 5 No.
What's wrong with Bayern Munich?
With Lewandowski doing Lewandowski things, scoring two goals, Müller getting one, and Serge Gnabry getting two.
I have to watch that. Dang.
Now going to the league that does the most,
mm-hmm.
the EPL.
EPL itself.
The big league.
The league we all want.
Epic Premier League.
Epic Premier League.
TMC copyright 2021. Stones. DJ Stones. Just saying, if anyone wants to use it.
Terms and conditions.
So I'm going to do something weird. I'm not going to start at the first match of the weekend. I'm going to start at the last match of the week. Which starts on Monday.
Yeah.
And this was Arsenal versus Crystal Palace.
Ooh. What a game.
Now that's already where the problem is.
What a game.
Arsenal versus Crystal Palace, and people are saying, what a game.
What a game it was. I mean, two sides, you know.
Eduardo got on the score sheet, so I'm happy.
He was there.
Eduardo. Mm-hmm. Remember the name. I told you guys to remember the name. Did you remember the name?
Yeah. No.
Now look.
I didn't.
Could have been that guy who remembered the name.
I didn't.
Ah.
No.
So it was a 2-2 encounter from...
Arsenal,
a hard-earned point from Arsenal. And I remember on Tuesday there was a tweet I saw that basically showed Lacazette celebrating, and the person is like, it's quite sad to see that this is where Arsenal is celebrating. You know, the amount of happiness. Like, obviously you are happy that you scored a goal, but the celebration was like, you know, this was the goal that allows you guys to go to the knockout stages of the UEFA Champions League, or allows you to go into first place. You know. And that's kind of how the standards of Arsenal have kind of dropped.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get to United in a second, so I don't sound biased, you know. Because I heard something this week that I actually want to point out as well. But it's kind of sad that... favoritism is a problem. I'll start there.
Yeah.
And I guess what's happening now with Arsenal... It's either they have favoritism for the coach because he's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And the media pressure is not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The media pressure is not there.
It's actually, it's not there. If it was someone else.
I'm not hearing Sky Sports say if this was Wenger, they would want his head. Because they wanted his head. Wenger would get, Arsene Wenger would get fourth place consistently.
Yeah.
So you'd be in the top four consistency.
You know.
Arsenal is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And he would get, sometimes he would get beaten from media and fans.
Why aren't you winning the league?
But now you have Arteta, who has a much stronger side than
Wenger did.
Than Wenger's last few seasons.
Yeah.
Not ever did. They are still the unstoppables. The unbeatables. What is it?
Oh no, Flip, Wenger's been there.
Yeah, Wenger's won it. And now you look at Arsenal, that's currently 12th.
Oh, if it was Wenger, he'd be gone.
And you know, there's no pressure around that. Yes, it's become a running joke that it's just Arsenal. It could be worse. It could be Arsenal. But that's a problem. Why is he still coach at this point? I'll tell you what, this is his third season,
It's
his third season.
Yeah.
You know, something actually needs to change.
Quick.
And quick. It's either him or his coaching staff or something needs to change.
Look at Oba. Look at Lacazette. These are world-class players, man.
Yeah, world-class.
Martinelli still young.
And, like, you know, it's not like the next picture I'm going to speak about, which is Newcastle versus Tottenham, right? See, this was a 3-2 to Tottenham. So Tottenham won 3 and Newcastle at 2, right?
Yes, okay.
And now you'd probably say, okay, no, but the same thing should apply here.
To Tottenham.
To Tottenham. It looks like they just made it through. Now, the first thing I'll obviously point out is the second goal for Newcastle was an own goal.
Yeah.
But with Tottenham's run currently in the Premier League, it's not the best.
It's not.
But they're currently fifth.
Fifth?
Yeah.
With the new coach.
The new
just
coach.
Just keep that in mind.
And that's why we need to keep in mind, like, yes, it's not the best. Yes, they lost that one Conference League match. But they have a new coach. He gets the leeway.
Yeah. I mean, fifth in today's Premier League is not bad.
It's actually not that bad.
It's not bad.
And now he shouldn't be getting the slack. Because, you know, it's like, okay, cool. I understand that you're not top four yet, but at least you're staying top six.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
We are a top six side.
We are a top six side, and they're currently sitting at number five, which is a Europa position.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And that's what needs to be happening now with Arsenal, where they need to start asking the questions. Chelsea beat Brentford 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester City beat Burnley 2-0, which keeps them into the fight.
That was a nice one. Nice match.
Liverpool beats Watford 5-0.
Liverpool's looking strong.
Very strong, very strong. And Southampton's beat Leeds 1-0. Now, with this whole game, there's something interesting, you know? Bielsa had a very interesting formation, which was 3-3-3-1.
Mm-hmm. 3-3-3-1. So that's three defenders, three midfielders, and four attackers.
And four attackers, basically.
Wow. Could this be the start of a new 4-3-3?
Yeah, you know, I prefer 4-3-3.
Marcelo Cruyff also.
Marcelo Cruyff.
But they lost.
Yeah, they lost. I don't think it's going to be.
Yeah, no.
That was the only highlight for that game. It was the formation. Such a weird formation.
That's cool.
Very cool, though. Yeah, very creative.
No, it is.
Now, the reason why I've been skimming through, I know, I feel like I'm so biased being about this. Man United versus Leicester City. Now, this is another case.
That game also, it deserves to be talked about. It was one of the main games.
Yeah, yeah.
The hottest games. The hottest game of the match day, possibly.
Yeah, and it goes back to the same thing I was speaking about Arteta. Why isn't Solskjaer getting media pressure? Why are people saying, no, we need to give him time?
What do you mean?
3 years is more than enough time.
What do you mean?
3 years is more than enough time. And look, Gary Neville came out and at least he was a bit honest that, you know, he's not going to call for it because it was his teammate and it's a friend of his, you know. At least he came out. But that's nonsense at the end of the day. You're a journalist.
Yeah.
You know, you have to give your honest opinion. And
if someone else, you would have been there barking and shouting.
Yeah. And the honest opinion here is there simply that United is just not good enough, and we can't blame the players here.
Yeah,
we have become such a tacticless team, and I said this in the last show. I said this in the show before, and this can be seen at the fact that second half we always get dominated. And now let's look at the goal structure that happened, right?
Okay.
In the 19th minute, Mason Greenwood scores.
Stunner. Yeah.
Talisman scores another stunner. In the 31st minute. Right? Mm-hmm. Tian Chu gets a goal in the 78th minute.
Ooh, the start of the...
Rashford gets a goal in the 82nd minute.
Just came back from injury.
Vardy gets a goal in the 83rd minute.
Stunner.
And then Daka gets a goal in the 90th minute.
Yeah.
A lot of this is happening second half.
Yeah, those goals shouldn't have happened.
And even when you look at the game, you know, it's not a thing of, like, that there are 22 shots. Most of it, you find out, came from the second half.
Yeah.
Our team gets figured out, and when they play Liverpool this weekend, if this little problem isn't sorted out, where we look like we're playing tacticless, boring football, Liverpool is going to run rampant in the second half.
Salah.
They're going to run
on
rampant.
On his form.
on Salah's current form, that's a danger.
That is insane. Where is it in Trafford? I think so.
I actually think so.
Oh, wait, no. Yes.
Yes, at Old Trafford.
Oof. Tough one.
And we need good football. We need to be seeing good football.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I personally think it's tricky when it comes to, like, club legends, because it's... Like, you don't want to say it, but yeah, it's evident.
Chelsea sacked theirs. Yeah. Lampard was not good enough.
Yeah.
He had the players. Mm-hmm. You see, now, before you could give the excuse, no, they're not giving him the players he wants.
Even before, but now look at Solskjaer now.
You know, he has the players.
Look at Solskjaer now.
Oh, and he'd rather play, and again, you know, the question always comes out, he'd rather play Fred over a Van der Beek.
And Fred wasn't there last week. And he still played Matic.
And he still played Matic.
Yeah.
And it's, why are we now? What are we going to do now? When now this is going to be very interesting because Rashford is back.
Yeah.
That means you can't play Pogba on the left anymore.
No.
So you can't do the Scott McTominay and
Fred thing
anymore. So who do you pick? Are you gonna put Scott or are you gonna put Fred?
I just feel like he's like two bad results away. Like a thrashing from Liverpool, and then you guys lose the derby. Would be good for you. So what I'm saying is lose the
No way, Jose.
Lose the derby.
Look, I think after the Liverpool result, depending on it, unless he gets a win, I don't think it's going to be looking too... But again, the chances of him getting a win there is high. The problem is...
Ronaldo!
The problem is not them playing against these big teams. You know, we can beat Man City this season twice. We can beat Liverpool twice. We can beat Chelsea twice this season, but still not win the league. Not even be in top five. Our problem is not big, the bigger teams there.
Mm.
It's the smaller teams that are not attacking.
Yeah.
That we can't just counter.
The dangerous thing about this now is that... If you guys start getting mass results, it might cloud the problem, because you guys have players that can like make it, they can make life look good quick.
Yeah.
Like Fernandes, Ronaldo, Greenwood, that goal, it makes life look good.
Look,
it
but then at the end of the day, even if we win, it's what is the quality of football being played?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because now that's where the danger is. Are we just wanting the talent of the individuals, or is the actual tactics?
Yeah, you guys need like...
Because we might beat Liverpool, we might beat you guys, and then we lose four games after.
Yeah.
Because of bad football.
You guys need tactics where even if your players aren't on their top form, you still win.
And now there has to be proper pressure on Solskjaer, because Conte refused the Newcastle job. Apparently, if you refuse the Newcastle job, so that he can... Because he's waiting for the United role to open up.
Imagine Conte with those crazy people.
So now the pressure is on Solskjaer right now, because now you have a well-established
waiting to feast
manager with history. With history.
That title that he won with Chelsea, you look at that side, that side wasn't as good as you guys now.
You see, the issue is that Solskjaer hasn't won anything. If we have to be frank, Solskjaer hasn't won anything. He's not a serial winner.
You guys need winners now.
You know? He's happy. He's fine enough to, after a bad game, to just go into the press conference and say, we were unlucky. You'll never hear Conte saying that. You'll never hear Zidane. Unless it was truly them being unlucky. You know?
Yeah.
You never hear Pep saying, you know, we were just unlucky. It's not luck. What would he say? No, we're going to work it out in the training ground and get better.
The boys played good, but Messi was better.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know. And I guess him starting at this level, because Solskjaer has the potential of being a great coach.
Yeah.
But I guess where he's starting as well is probably, well, not where he's starting, he's been a coach before. But he hasn't really won anything lucrative. Now you have Conte waiting, who's won, you know, titles.
Yeah.
As early as two seasons back, or last season, when wherever he was with
Inter.
His Inter season.
Last season. He took the league from Juve.
Now, this has to be pressure on Solskjaer, knowing that that's what's waiting if he doesn't perform.
No. I think even if he ends up leaving, it's going to be a good decision for him. Because his next team, that's where he's going to do well. And hopefully it's a team in the Premier League.
Yeah, like Man City.
No.
But that is it for the show.
No.
I don't hope, but I don't think it's going to Man City. You know,
no, it's not.
As a United legend, you can't just go to the opposition. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
But that is it from us.
And Ferguson will kill him.
In the show. To you guys, the listeners. AKA from us to you. We are signing out.
Like how you did it. Like I covered it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, thief.
Can I just put it out at the end?
Yeah. Just throw it out.
Yeah.
I can cover it up if I want.
For those, I'll be nice. Okay. For those who don't understand what we mean, go listen to the Shade Show and see, or hear how they end their show, then you'll get it. I'm shading them, basically.
Okay.
From us to you, signing out. That's a wrap.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Flag and a wavy, hey. No man around naughty, hey.